This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Women of the World Ignited. Repressive tactics by security forces in Cairo raise issues of women's rights in Egypt. Does the political battle looming between the military and Islamist parties leave room for Egypt's women? On this Wednesday, December 22nd, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. Celeste is out today. We're going to go to Cairo right at the top of the hour for a look at some suddenly outraged women in the streets of Tahrir Square over repressive tactics of security forces, a dispute over greenhouse gas in the airlines, volunteerism and charity during the holidays, and a discussion of an animation legend who takes on live actors. Mission Impossible? Not exactly. A lot of you are calling in with your own charitable giving stories. Christina writes from New York, "In lieu of giving more stuff, we are trading charity gifts with our friends for our holiday party this year." Share your story. Tell us how you are sharing by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's go to the headlines now. A lot of sharing down in Washington, D.C., and patience seems to be running thin with President Obama as House Republicans seem to be refusing to go along with the payroll tax compromise at this point. The president interrupted a White House briefing and accused GOP leaders of playing games with the U.S. economy.
The clock is ticking. Time is running out. And if the House Republicans refuse to vote for the Senate bill, or even allow it to come up for a vote, taxes will go up in 11 days.
However, it's all procedural for House Speaker John Boehner, who says that for any bill to be passed in time now, the Senate must cancel its vacation and return to Washington.
I think President Obama needs to call on Senate Democrats to go back into session, move to go to conference, and to sit down and resolve this bill as quickly as possible.
Inaction will affect those payroll tax cuts, unemployment benefits, and payments for Medicare and Medicaid doctors. More violence in Syria. Ahead of the arrival of outside observers, activists say government troops stormed a northwest town and killed nearly 200 people. The agreement to let peace observers in under an agreement with the Arab League requires President Bashar al-Assad to stop the crackdown, but that so far has gone unrealized. United Nations officials estimate 5,000 people have been killed since the uprising began in March. Japan says it could take until 2050 to fully decommission the nuclear plant damaged in this year's tsunami. Government officials laid out a roadmap to clean up the Fukushima Daiichi complex, but acknowledged it will take up to 40 years. A March earthquake and tsunami sent the plant's three reactors into meltdown, causing massive amounts of radiation to leak into the atmosphere. The complex was only declared to be in cold shutdown a few weeks ago. A winter storm is moving out of the Midwest after dumping up to 10 feet of snow in some places. The system spread across five states and turned highways into sheets of ice, stranding many motorists. Chief Robert Schilling of the New Mexico State Police says now the worry is what to do with all the snow in advance of the holiday travel.
We have some reports in the high eastern plains on the eastern side of the state, 5, 6, even 7 feet in certain areas, depending on the terrain. So we have some significant concern out there.
Six deaths are blamed on the storm. The European Union's highest court has upheld the EU's right to impose a cap-and-trade scheme on international airlines. It's one of the widest-reaching measures to regulate emissions of greenhouse gases blamed for global warming in the airspace over Europe. The suit was brought by U.S. and Canadian airlines. And the Academy Award, the actual statue won by Orson Welles for Best Screenplay for Citizen Kane, has been sold at auction. The 1942 Oscar went for $861,000. It's not known who bought it. We were trying to figure it out. I think Quentin Tarantino. I bet he would love to have that statue. Maybe someone got it for him for Christmas. Let's check the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,103. The S&P opens at 1,241, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,281. Later in the hour, we're going to talk about charitable giving. A new study finds that Americans are the most generous donors in the world. We want to know, in these tough economic times, what's your giving strategy right now? Tasha from Georgia writes, "I give what I can. We are more aware of our blessings than ever before. I know I am." Listener in Oklahoma writes, in 2011, I've gone from being a doctoral student who managed to donate to some local causes despite a meager income to an unemployed PhD. Thankful we have social services. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or share your story at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, we go live to Cairo.